Hi, I'm Andrew Burton. I'm the editor of SearchSolidStateStorage.com, and I'm here today with J.R. Nelson. J.R. is the editor of DesktopReview.com, and we're going to be talking about some trends in solid-state drive market today, particularly with laptops and desktops. How's it going, J.R.?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm psyched. This is kind of new to this technology. We're just launching solidstatestorage.com, and I cover mainly on search storage. Cover sort of the enterprise, market. So when we talk about solid state drives for like an enterprise class storage array, other than performance, the first thing that usually comes up is the price. And how about with desktops and laptops? Are SSD still really expensive? Like, how do they compare price wise to like a laptop with traditional disk?
So nowadays, you can pretty much buy a solid-state drive no matter what your budget is. If you just want something to put in as a fast boot drive, you can pay as little as $50, and you can get a pretty fast 16-gig flash drive. Put that in your computer, and you're good to go. But like you said, even for high-end enthusiasts and people who want to make their PCs and IT enthusiasts and everybody that wants to make their desktops and laptops faster, price is the number one consideration when it comes to, investing in this new technology. In terms of comparing it to hard drives, right now it's kind of a bad time to compare because, as you know, there's all that flooding in Thailand, and hard drives have pretty much doubled, and in some cases tripled in price compared to where they were just a few months ago. Despite that, you can expect to pay somewhere between $1 and $2 a gigabyte for a solid-state drive. At the high end, you can expect to pay roughly $2 per gigabyte for a solid-state drive, but if performance isn't quite as high on your list of priorities, then you can get away with just spending $1.25 per gigabyte. So despite your budget, regardless of where you want to be, you can find a solid-state drive that'll fit your needs.
Okay, great. And, as far as performance goes, how do they compare, traditional disk? I mean, I know they're faster, but, do you have any specifics about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're talking about traditional rotating, magnetic disk hard drives, the fastest hard drives out there, barring some of the, 15K SAS drives that you can find in really high-end disk arrays, you can expect to get just a little over 100 megabytes per second in terms of throughput and performance. Sometimes a little bit higher. You'll see some that go up to 130, but rarely more than that. Solid-state drives, on the other hand, these days, they're almost limited by the SATA bus, maximum speed. So we're talking high-end solid-state drives today can get 500 megabytes per second. And if performance is a real consideration, you could put two of those into a RAID array at RAID 0 and be pulling a gigabyte per second in terms of potential throughput to those drives. So in terms of overall throughput, solid-state drives have the potential to be much faster. But that's not even why they're such an attractive proposition in terms of upgrading laptops and desktops. The real draw to a solid-state drive comes in terms of its latency, or really lack thereof. On normal hard drives, after a while, hard drives will spin down in order to save power. And whenever you want to access data after you've let your computer sit for a little bit, the computer has to spin the hard drive back up and has to seek out the data on the hard drive, find where it is, and input it into the operating system. Solid-state drives, they never spin up and down. They have an active state and a sleep state, but transitioning between them is essentially instantaneous. And when we talk about latency, which is the speed it takes for your solid-state drive to find its data and present it to you and stuff, we're talking times on the order of 0.1 milliseconds. So you basically don't notice it. As a result, we have computer boot up times, 4 seconds, 5 seconds. Photoshop, which ordinarily on a regular hard drive might take you 10 seconds to load, 1 second, 2 seconds. So these solid state drives, people like to flaunt the numbers in terms of, oh, this drive can get 500 megabytes, but that's not the real draw. Especially if you have an older system and you just want to upgrade it to make it faster, you can put in a low-end solid-state drive, but even though it might only get 150 megabytes or 200 megabytes per second transfer speed, it still has instantaneous latency, and that's what really makes the computer feel fast.
Okay, sweet. while we're talking about, you know, replacement drives like that, if you're looking for replacement drives, and can you just like install solid state drive like into any laptop or desktop and see benefits like you're saying, or is there like, you know, any compatibility issues or anything else that you need to worry about?
Absolutely. Any desktop or laptop that you buy today is going to have, you know, the SATA standard. It was adopted years and years and years ago. So you don't have to worry about being unable to, like, physically plug the solid-state drive into your computer. There's only a couple of things that you might want to watch out for. Older computers, and we're talking, you know, fairly recently, within the past couple of years, might have shipped with the SATA 2 standard, which only goes up to 3 gigabits per second. And as a result, if you have a very fast solid-state drive, but you put it into a computer that only has the 3 gigabit limit on in terms of its SATA bus, then you might not be able to actually take advantage of all of the high-end speed and features of that solid-state drive. And that just means that you can save a little bit of money, go with something that's not quite as high-end, and you won't notice the difference. New laptops, new desktops ship with SATA 3, which goes up to 6 gigabits. And the real high-end solid-state drives are just starting to get near that limit, but it's not anything that you have to worry about for, you know, anytime soon. The other thing that you might want to consider when you're putting these new drives into older computers is that there are software routines built into new operating systems called TRIM, and those take care of garbage collection on the solid-state drives. Due to the way that these SSDs work, the operating system has to go in every once in a while and clear off used sectors of the solid-state drive in order to avoid the drive from slowing down. Some operating systems don't support TRIM or those garbage collection procedures. The Windows XP, for example, doesn't have any of that stuff built in. Windows 7 does. So when you're talking about putting these into older systems sometimes, you may want to take the time and upgrade the operating system while you're at it, and to just make sure that you have an operating system that is aware of what an SSD does and can optimize for it. And it's not just TRIM. Windows 7 knows things like, oh, I don't have to defrag this solid-state drive. You don't actually want to defrag a solid-state drive because you gain no benefit, and it actually can damage the drive.
Okay. All right. Well, those are great tips. Hey, are you hearing about any adoption of, like, solid-state desktops or laptops among, you know, corporations today? And if so, what types of applications are they being used for?
We haven't really heard anything in terms of any specific companies adopting these drives en masse. You know, as we chatted off the phone earlier, we'll hear about these disks being used in massive disk arrays for servers because database writes are super, super quick. But in terms of, like, rolling out laptops and desktops to our workforce, we don't hear a lot about it. There are a number of benefits to doing that, though. Solid-state drives use less power, and if you roll out things like netbooks, for example, that can actually make a very noticeable difference in terms of your battery life and what you're going to get. So they use less power. They don't get as hot as traditional hard drives. They can save power in terms of when you have a workforce, a lot of people don't like to sit there and wait for their computers to spin or to start up and go to sleep in the morning because they want to get in, they want to get to work, and then they want to leave. Solid state drives, since they boot so quickly, people have really no problem, you know, turning their computers all the way off because it just takes a few seconds to get back to where they were. So it can actually save corporations a lot of money by forcing their users to actually turn their computers off at night instead of just putting them to sleep. Or, you know, just leaving them on, which so many do. And that just applies to any SSD. In terms of actual applications that really take advantage of it, anything that's going to be doing a lot of disk writes will take advantage of these. So you might not think about it, but companies, you know, are very security-focused, and everybody will have virus checks and virus scanners on their computers. Virus scanning on an SSD is completely different than virus scanning on a traditional hard drive because it takes place in, you know, a minute, maybe, and it scans the entire disk. And you can use your computer while it's doing the virus scan, and you're not limited, and, you know, you don't have any slowdowns because the operating system is bogarting the hard drive. So that's a huge benefit to transitioning to solid state, because it allows you to use your computer while you're doing the virus scan. So you don't have to boot these computers up in the middle of the night, do a virus scan, and then boot them back down and stuff. Other applications, I mentioned Photoshop earlier. So if you have, if you're a company that has a lot of like graphic designers or 3D software renderers or CAD, things like that, a solid state drive can make a huge difference. In fact, you could even have two in that computer, and you can run your software off of one and have one solid state drive just dedicated as a scratch disk. You know, those computers typically have 12, 24, 36 gigabytes of RAM. But even then, when you have those huge textures, you're going to have to spit that down to disk at some point. And having an SSD in there can be a huge advantage if you have anything, any application that needs access to scratch data.
Okay, great. One final question, have you seen any, you know, big developments in this space in, you know, past year, couple years or so that are worth mentioning?
Oh, yeah. So in terms of new developments, we've seen new controllers, like the SandForce controller is the talk of the town at the moment. So we've seen new developments in these controllers, which allow much faster read-write speeds on these solid state drives. We've also seen some companies doing things like OCZ has the Revo drive, which actually puts a lot of flash memory onto a PCI Express card and slots that into your PCI Express bus, and that actually gets around SATA because it's not limited to 3 or 6 gigabytes, and it can actually get much faster. So if you really need the fastest speeds, you can plug that straight into your expansion slot and have extremely fast read-write times and disk access time. Now, you'll pay for that. You know, they have a 240 or 50 gigabyte model, and that starts at $1,600. So another development that we've seen in the past year are smaller form factors, like the mSATA form factor. And those allow laptops especially to be thinner than ever before. Now, Apple created their own SSD form factor for the MacBook Air. And that computer is one of the first we've seen where, from the beginning, it's only SSDs. You can't get it with traditional media at all because the laptop is simply too thin. But lots of companies are following their lead in that. Intel introduced this $300 million marketing and research push into the Ultrabook category. And so we've seen Ultrabooks from Toshiba and Lenovo and Asus and Acer and all of these companies, and they all use flash storage because it allows you to get the laptop thinner than ever before.
Okay, all right. Well, that's it for me, JR. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem. It was a lot of fun. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to come back.
And for more information about solid-state storage, please visit searchsolidstatestorage.com. Thanks for listening.